Okay. Next, I'll move into discussing a bit about the mobile home encroachments that are located within the city of Capitola, as requested by the City Council. Through completion of a record of survey of property boundaries, the Regional Transportation Commission identified a number of encroachments on the public right-of-way, including within the city of Capitola. As a public agency, the Regional Transportation Commission must address these encroachments to ensure no gift of public funds, and that transportation uses for which public funds were used to purchase the rail line can be completed. Members of the public and decision makers have asked Regional Transportation Commission staff, how are their private residents placed within the public right-of-way? Although all of the history is unknown, it seems that mobile homes were placed within the public right-of-way prior to property owners completing their own property boundary survey, but yet they established plots for mobile home placement of homes that extended beyond their property rights. When the Regional Transportation completed their property survey, they identified mobile homes within the Castle Mobile Home Estates that were placed within the property previously owned by Union Pacific and now owned by the Regional Transportation Commission on behalf of the public. The property was purchased by the RTC with the intent of developing the corridor for transportation purpose, and the placement of these homes is conflicting with development of the Coastal Rail Trail and future transportation uses. The Regional Transportation Commission notified the property owners and residents in January 2024 of these unauthorized encroachments. This slide here shows the rail corridor. The red, kind of light pinkish, shows the fencing encroachment, and then the darker red with the kind of hatch lines, which is a little hard to see here, shows where the actually there's buildings that are overlapping and encroaching with the, on the onto their RTC-owned property. So the types of encroachments that we found in this area are fences, sheds, some of the mobile homes themselves. We've looked at the considering the 3-foot setback requirement from the property line that's required by HCD, options for having a narrowing the access lane to 20 feet. And we came up with some options for potentially addressing encroachments, which could include requesting a variance for a setback from the property line, shifting mobile homes, replacing mobile homes with smaller mobile homes, relocating to another mobile home community, or modification of a mobile home. So although RTC is not responsible for removing unauthorized encroachments, we do understand the sensitivity of the issue facing our community. And so we've taken the lead on developing this draft report to look at these options for potentially removing the mobile home encroachments. RTC really needs the cooperation of property owners to further evaluate options for moving mobile homes. In terms of next steps, we're grateful to the City of Capitola staff for helping to facilitate a meeting with the Castle Mobile Home Estates property owners, and we will be meeting with them this week. RTC's intention is to continue to identify the options for removing encroachments so that they can be resolved by the property owners and in coordination with the residents. We intend to update the draft report to further evaluate those options if we can coordinate with the property owners to obtain additional information. We've been asked about the timing for the encroachment removal. The timeline that was indicated to the property owners as well as residents is a date of June 2025. State was established in order to ensure that the encroachments were removed prior to trail construction. At this point, we're not aware of any steps that have been taken to remove the encroachments, but we're looking forward to coordinating with the property owners to see how to move the encroachment removal along. We've also received questions regarding the trail alignment in this area. For example, if a different trail alignment, such as removing the tracks and placing the trail on the tracks, may prevent the need for removing mobile home encroachments. Although it is unknown, staff expects that encroachments may still be in conflict with transportation purposes of this corridor, but potentially that the timeline for encroachment removal could be adjusted if they're not in conflict with the trail alignment as proposed. And here is a link to the draft report, which is on our website.
I would like to make note to everybody that this slide deck will be available on the City of Capitola's website tomorrow morning. So these QR codes, if you miss them right now, you can get them again tomorrow. That's going to be posted on the website.
Thank you. So in terms of trail maintenance, this is something else that the City of Capitola Council had asked us to address. So RTC will be the owner of the trail once the construction is completed and responsible for coordinating maintenance. Where there are portions of the trail have been already completed, the Regional Transportation Commission has entered into agreements with the City of Santa Cruz, the County of Santa Cruz, and the City of Watsonville to share some of those trail maintenance costs. These agreements are subject to negotiations between the local jurisdictions and the Regional Transportation Commission. Should construction of the trail along Park Avenue be pursued, that would be considered part of the Coastal Rail Trail and included in any type of trail maintenance agreement. It is important though, for us to note that the Measure D local sales tax that is largely utilized for funding development of the Coastal Rail Trail and leveraging state and federal funds will not be sufficient to fund all maintenance of the Coastal Rail Trail in perpetuity. Which is one reason we are looking at opportunities for seeking additional funds for both the trail maintenance side of things.